Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayu Bilal, the Halal Industry, Do For Self. And I'd like to begin with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor and the Merciful Redeemer. As well, we'd like to thank Allah for those who hear us now or may hear us later and may join in with the thought, or we create a think tank that will actually see what are the ways that we can do better as a people. Because if we look at the model from others, we'll lose every time. We'll lose with God, I believe. We will lose. Meaning this, today the world still find reason to keep racism, differences at the top of everything. Mm-hmm. When we look at what's going over in Israel, we see what's going over between them and what do they call themselves? No, not the Palestinians. What the people that did the bombing? Hamas. Excuse me. That's how little it means to me. For this body of people, I have to say it again. I said it before. And you know, when you commit a crime, the first thing somebody want to do is identify who committed the crime. Mm-hmm. You can't say it was black and just run in the neighborhood and get a black, or white and run in the neighborhood and just get a white. What did they look like? So when we sit here in America and we see on TV someone shooting someone, shoot them down, supposed to be in cold blood. Now, we know TV can fool you because they show you a person getting shot down in one show, then he in the next show. That's movie. That's entertainment. But this battle over there, I'm not trying to make small of it. I'm just saying we have to, all of us, or every human being that said they believe in God, believe in Allah, the Creator, we have to be greater thinkers, or we'll be running down a rabbit hole to our own destruction again about nothing. Now, don't mix up what I'm saying. Nothing means that if somebody giving you the wrong picture, you shouldn't have been following it. What took place, those who did the killing, they got pictures of them. How we know? We in America. We ain't over there. I ain't never been in the land. I'd have to get a map and study the map to find out what part of the globe are they sitting on, what part of the earth, I should say. I don't know it. Never been there. I may have met some people from there and don't know it. But when they showed the picture of these people shooting, killing, those faces should have been posted with the United Nations and every country, that these people should not be allowed in because they killed innocent people trying to start a war. That would have been the way to do it. When the Israelis, the military for the Israelis, began to seek out the perpetrators, they said, across the news, they didn't know who they were, they didn't know where they were, they just know they was Hamas. And then within hours, less than 24 hours, it was said they fired 1,000 bombs into the land where Hamas came from. Wait a minute, first of all, you don't know where the people are that you're chasing, but then you shoot bombs, you can't hit nothing but innocent people. There's no one can believe that, I couldn't possibly believe that every Israeli would agree that innocent people should be killed. But if we follow that kind of thinking, we'll find that we'll blame a whole society. Didn't they blame us for something? It was so bad, they made us slaves. They didn't just blame us. They titled us slaves. The whole world saw us as slaves. Even today, when we go places, even among Muslims, African-American, I'm talking about, descendants of slaves, even when Muslims go among Muslims, you can see the racism.
Right.
I'm not talking about Muslims with Christians or Muslims with people from Israel, Jewish people. I'm talking about the people of faith, three faiths I'm talking about. that are popular faiths. Judaism, we know Moses was the first to get revelation. From the books we read, we know Jesus, Christianity, was the second. And we know Muhammad was the third. May Allah's peace be upon all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So these three great faiths, not saying there's not another type that somebody's practicing in between or similar to any of the three that I've mentioned, but these are the three leading faiths. But here we go, we got a battle going on when all faiths know that God said, thou shalt not kill. So all of us in the world, every religious person should be against that first group who went in and killed the people that was from Israel. So a wanted poster should be up that any good Muslim, see them come among the Muslims, should be ready to turn them in. Because look what's caused by that. These people, I mean, and they may have, they could have possibly had a reason to want to kill somebody. But children, women, men that wasn't doing nothing, I'm talking about Hamas now. So when they went in and do that, how do all of the Muslims in the Hamas area get charged with that? If we don't watch out, if the world don't speak up, we'll find a war in a minute of religions. We'll find big war in every area in America. They're saying Jews are worrying about being attacked and people saying things. Well, Jews say things against people too. Everybody got to stop this. You and I, the African-American descendants of slaves, particularly who are Muslims, we have to live the life to show how people should live. Why? Because Allah gave it to us. We don't have to criticize somebody and tell them they should be a Muslim instead of being a Christian or being a Jewish person. But when we see wrong, we have to be those who open our mouths and make sure we don't join in to the foolishness. Now, I've seen something said that, okay, some people want to vote for somebody different this year, and I guess they were speaking about Biden. Now, if the Republicans will keep bringing somebody like Trump to the pump, we should never find ourselves against a person like Biden.
Yeah.
His statement was that we're going to back Israel. That wasn't right. That was white. Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't right with ours. That was white with skin, white skin, W-H. We have to recognize that. He's speaking as the president of the United States. But any of us, before we make a judgment, a statement, we should call on our senses that tell us we have to investigate first. What's the best way to handle something? There's no way Israel should run into Palestine, as they call it. 1948, they took over the land.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still keeping that going. It almost looked like this was a setup to look like it was somebody else just to get rid of them. Somebody's going to have that. Somebody's going to feel that. No, the people who are religious, particularly the Muslims in this case, we have to be able to speak up and say that Allah, God, the Creator, whichever we want to call him, the Muslims, we're going to call him Allah, but whichever the people of faith, because you and I, Muslims, we would be wrong to say that those other faiths don't exist when Allah says himself, he gave the books to them. He said to the people of faith, he could have easily said if he was just talking to Muslims, the people who follow Muhammad, but he didn't say that. The people in faith have to go off in a race that is good. In other words, for good things, for right things. But we have to watch that we get elevated into a war, if you can accept that, into a war that is more racial than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't against no Jewish person, Christian, or definitely not no Muslim. I'm not against an atheist. But I wonder myself, how are we, the African Americans, descendants of slaves, went through everything we went through in America, still got police particularly, but other people just shooting you down because you're black. Part of the White House onslaught was to make sure people of color don't get into the White House any further. But yet we fighting because Hitler did something to our brothers of another faith? I don't understand that. I don't understand what took place in 1948. Still, we're tied to that. So, yes, how do we resolve this problem? Stop saying you're not a part of America and be America. Let's prepare to vote. Yes, I would say right now, keep Biden in. I would say that to the Democrats, to the Republicans, the people of color, people who are religious, because we don't need liars. Allah, God, the Creator, tells us, stay away from liars. And Trump is the biggest liar, I think, any of us. I'm 70-something years old. And any of us, no matter if we find somebody 100 and something, I believe they'll say they didn't never seen a liar like him, especially that can hold office, and particularly the top office of America. So the Republicans, in my opinion, have failed. The Republicans, and I'm not doing a political speech here, but it's reality. The Republicans, and sometimes the Democrats do it too. Manchin should have been relieved from his position the first month that he was doing all that voting against whatever the president wanted to do. How do we move this country forward to be an example as it should be? It can't be with racism. It can't be with hate. It can't be with I'm better than you. If it's wrong for Hamas to kill children, and it is by anybody's book, mm-hmm. But it's also wrong for Israel to do it. To run in a country with tanks and everything right now, still don't know if they're pointing anything at the ones that were shooting at them could be hiding behind them. But they're firing at innocent people. I'm saying this because we have to recognize that the life we live is to be the example for the world of man. We're not just living for ourselves. The reward that we get from God, that'll be for ourselves. But the examples here in America, our young brothers and sisters, Muslims or otherwise, that are getting killed by police and by each other. We got to find out how guns come in our neighborhood. I don't hate whites because, you know, we killing each other. We need to find out which white, which yellow, which brown, which black is feeding guns to our youngsters to kill each other. It may be a white in the lead, in the forefront, but it might be some yellow, brown, black, maybe almost green. You know, some of the people are looking olive, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it may be anybody that is actually putting them in the hands of our youngsters. So this is appeal to not just us, the Muslims, but appeal to people of faith. Correct. I don't want to find my family dead on the street because somebody was careless. Even if they're driving a car down the street, I don't want to find out somebody ran over somebody in my family. But definitely not done. And I have a son that was murdered. He's 18 years old. Mm-hmm. He was murdered. Okay, what I'm going to do? Death is a sign from Allah. None of us could cause death. We may be the one that gets the blame and go to jail because we was there. But what I mean by can't cause, there are people who've lost half of their skull in war still walking around, had their skull put back. They had some damage done, don't get me wrong. They might have been talking in a way that you can't understand, but they're still walking around. blowed up in a car and come out, skin all messed up, broken bones, but they're still alive. God controls death. And as I said in my son's funeral, the Nazareth, that God is showing us something. This was before all these guns was in our streets. When we see young people dying before their parents, God is talking to us. Something we ain't doing. Something we ain't watching. And it wasn't a white man that killed him. It was an ignorant youngster. 1 year younger than him. 1 year younger than him. And he the next morning he was found bragging that, yeah, I killed him. He was a good guy too, but I killed him. So it was easy for me to pick him up and take him in. My family wanted me to kill him. And I had to explain to them, if I start taking on personal killing, who all I have to go kill first? No, that's with Allah. Whether the brother get out of jail or learn better, he'll be different. I told the judge. He got 65 years. He'll be different before 10 years is up.
Really?
He may be religious, Muslim, Jew, or Christian. He may be a homosexual.
He's
going to be something. He may learn and walk out of there a better person. Or he might wind up extending his time by doing stupid stuff over and over.
Or
he might get killed in there. And I ain't wishing and praying for none of them.
But
you know what I mean? And he murdered my son. But my point, what am I saying about that? I'm not feeling like God hurt me to take my son. He know best. But when we see something, we still walking on earth. I don't care that it's over there in Israel land. Wrong is wrong. And our voices, reverends, imams, rabbis, everybody should be saying, don't kill the innocent. And you can't tell me, if I know I can't find who did it, and I go across, somebody came from Jersey, and I run over to Jersey and start killing people, and I don't know who did it, you can't tell me I ain't killing innocent people. In my own mind, I should know that. I don't even know who I'm looking for. I don't know where they went.
You know, buddy, man, they always talk about that revenge.
Yeah, the revenge. Then that's a person that ain't with God.
Yeah, right.
Because in the Bible it even says, revenge is mine, so says the Lord, right?
Right.
So
and
all
I... Like a lot of things that... I mean, it's eye for an eye, but it's best that you let it go.
Best that you let it go.
Yeah.
That's right. Forgive.
Yeah.
Let him have. That's right. So I'm saying this. We don't have faith. Faith ain't something that we made up. Faith is something that Allah created for man. Everything that man got that he touches, that he hears, that he sees, is from God. It's from Allah. And it's for us to work through it to make it. Yeah, I mean, if everybody just take a moment, go out tomorrow if it's night already, go out in the daytime and just look around, smell the air, and think about it. If everybody just showed love to each other, I don't mean hugging each other, walking up, hugging and kissing, but just being kind.
Yeah, just be kind.
And enjoying the great earth that Allah has given us.
That's for the man.
He said heaven here and there, right?
Yeah, and plus, that's how Lord said when you approach everything with a lowly spirit.
With a lowly spirit.
You know what I'm saying?
Humble.
But, you know?
You'll find
that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we got a beautiful earth to live upon. We in the best time, particularly us here in America, we're in the best time of our lives. You can't hardly find an African-American today or any others that speak English that can't read and write. Just a few years ago, in the 50s, 40s, and the 30s, too many of our people couldn't read or write. When the time of slavery ended, it had to be at least 99% of us that couldn't read or write.
They were denied.
Denied it. If you're caught doing it, they're going to whoop you, and they'll beat up or hurt or kill the person who's teaching you. I mean, they know a black man wasn't teaching a black man back then. So all I'm saying, I'm not putting us in a position to do anything other than let's think this world is getting ready to come into our hands if we do right. We are the ones today that are show the example to the rest. And you, somebody might say, no, they ain't going to show us nothing. Ain't nobody else showing nobody nothing. Why did Allah give us Islam? Why did he give it to us? If it's not to show people how to serve him. And in service to him, he shows through us the rewards for a better life, for an improved life. We have to believe that. Something that we can't play with, that's something we have to believe. Brother James, you want to take us to the PSA, brother?
Okay. All right. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. I'd like to read from the 33rd Surah, ayats 35 and 36. For Muslim men and women, for believing men and women, for devout men and women, for true men and women, for men and women who are patient and constant, for men and women who humble themselves, for men and women who give in charity, for men and women who fast and deny themselves, for men and women who guard their chastity, for men and women who engage much in Allah's praise, for them has Allah prepared forgiveness and a great reward. It is not fitting for believer, man or woman, when a matter has been decided by Allah and his messenger, to have any option about their decision. If anyone disobeys Allah and his messenger, he is indeed on a clearly wrong path. Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your hosts, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Zinc, and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Zinc is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build the model community.
Yes, thanks, Brother James. Nate Muhammad here, Halal Industry, Do For Self. Just like to comment a couple things on the man mentioned. He mentioned about 95 to 99% of the African Americans couldn't read or write coming out of slavery. But we also, before slavery was over, we had a lot of African American inventors that invented a lot of prominent things that society used today, as of today. We was talking about Thomas Edison. There was a brother that created the telephone and all, and him and Thomas Edison was went back and forth about who put the patent in first. The African American, he went to court and he was victorious over Thomas Edison. But Thomas Edison got all the juice, the recognition for the phone, and the African American got nothing. And this was like a lot of things they was inventing. They couldn't, some got patterns, majority couldn't. They wouldn't give them a pattern because of they were slave, the owner of the slave, he the one got the pattern, got all the recognition and the finance from all that. And it just show you that, you know, a lot of people say, we knew this a long time ago. I didn't know it. I didn't want to look at it because if I'd have looked at it, I'd have got pissed off. My blood start boiling and wind up doing something crazy. So I left it alone until I could sit there and read it and look at it intelligently. So I wouldn't criminate myself. And this that brings us right back to that we have to unite. And this is what I mean, that there are people among us, African American, descendants of slaves, is very confident and very strong conviction. The only reason why we failed from that back then because we didn't have no power among ourselves. Today, we got the opportunity to establish everything. All we have to do is unite. That's today. Yesterday, we couldn't do it. So you can go, all that can go to the wayside. But today, all we have to do is sit back, lead from God. Definitely built around what Allah wants us to do. That is our protector. That is our shield from all this foolishness, as long as we move as one. And this is what we have to do, allow industry to do for self. This is what we want to establish, to gather all these people together, and we sit down and rectify. Now it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge because our people is extraordinary. 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 That means that they are a little high strung than the average ethnic groups. So we have to be a little bit more patient and tolerant with each other because of our experience as a people. We have a lot of stuff on our heart, on our mind. Body will look at it and say, you have a mental problem. We look at it as just that you did it wrong. How are you going to function like normal individuals when you keep taking advantage, abusing, lying, stealing from, and you're supposed to come out natural, normal? The guy used to say, well, why you look so mean and mad? Why don't you take your foot off my neck? Won't you sit up here and give me what I suppose I've got? I've been through situations personally where I know that I was very successful in whatever I was doing, but you denied me, and I know you denied me, and I'm supposed to just sit there and just take it on the chin? Yeah. I let you know that I was unsatisfied with your situation. And this is why we're talking about our people. We got to sit there and we have to let this stuff off, get it off our chest. And what it is that what they have on their chest is they was treated wrong. And they're going to have to vent that off. Yeah, they did this, they did that, they did this. Yeah. I remember sitting back. I couldn't look at stuff like roots and anything that talked to African American, how I'd been treated. I couldn't look at it. I didn't want to look at it. Because you're going to keep me pissed off, upset. You want to keep me? I don't want to be like that. I already know you've been devilish. But see, now I can look back at it. Now it's intelligent. All I wanted you to show me or show me something, not for me to react emotionally. Yeah, you don't have to like it, but don't act emotionally. Again, this is what he tell our people. We have to unite. If we unite today, tomorrow, all that stuff will cease. We ain't got a word or done. They ain't going to do that this time. Because whereas now, Allah is manifesting everything. Everything is being exposed. You can't lie, cheat, and steal no more. Plus, you can't keep on lying. Just like if you start lying, you got to keep on lying. Yeah, then time is going to run out because you're going to get caught in your lie. You're going to get caught in your lie. And I'm so proud of our ancestors and whatnot for being creative.
taking advantage. One brother, I don't know his name, but I'm gonna get all the names right now. He built a lot of these beds. What's the name of them bed with the four corners? Not the bunk bed. They got four corners, and I think of it. But he built them. He did the pattern of it, and the Caucasian took it because he sold it. He had to sell his stuff in order to buy his family, get him out of slavery. So I said, I can accept that from him. He did what he had to do. But he went on and created more stuff. But he used that to build, to get his people. See, this is what I was saying, is that everybody been very successful. But see, now we got to take that success and help our people. Bring them out of the bondage that they are in. Allah always made examples. People out front. And you're not out front to sit there and beat your chest and say, this is what I did or this is what I'm doing. You're in front because you're going to be an example for the people. Look at all the prophets. The prophets was example for the people. And you take that right along with everything else. You got to raise the people up. And if you're successful, see if you can get at least half, if you can't get all, to build them up to be successful as you are. Then we have a voice. Then we have strength. Then we can go ahead and establish things that the way we should or the way we would want. And like I said, all those inventors, they were leaders among our people. All they had to do is go back and get our people and teach them. But then, as the Imam said, that 95 to 99% couldn't read and write. You know, you had to go through the thing to teach them. And it was going to take time. It's time consuming.
Like they said, they hadn't
leaving the white man. Yeah, and right now, today, we'll go out. As a matter of fact, I'll give you an example. When we were saying the white man was the devil and stop eating the pork, boy, we got resistance from our people, our family, big time. And then you tell them to go research, go check it out. Your mama eat it, your mama ate it, and your mama, and they lived to be 100-something years. No, that's not the point. I mean, it was wrestling with all that. Yeah, yeah. You know, but we come up with excuses to justify not doing. And I'm sure there were people back in there, ancestors back there, in slavery, coming out of slavery. I'm sure they had their challenges with our people. And at the same time, you still have to look at the slaveholders and the overseers that used to chase and trying to push the people back into slavery or bondage. This is why I'm talking about the halal industry. What we want is you have to bring all that, put that up front. Okay, but I don't think we can get anything done until we clarify that. Get the weight off their heart because of what happened and then what we have done to each other. We have to clarify that. Then we will be ready to deal with mankind, just like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with him. He came in and he wanted to teach again the black man. North America, Asiatic black man from North America. He wanted to teach, but he couldn't teach them until he cleaned them up first. He had to get cleaned up first. And then he had to give them knowledge of himself. Then he had to get them to be independent for himself. That was our people. That's why we wasn't ready to serve God back then. We couldn't even serve ourselves. So this is why when we're dealing with each other, and I sit back and I watch in meetings as we go in, we still, our people still suffering all this slave mentality. And we're still taking out our frustration out on each other. And we have to put that on up front and get that out of the way first before we can move forward. That's why the first thing we have to do with the halal industry, we have to unite. In order for us to unite, we all got to get on the same page. And everybody has to share whatever they know with each other to bring about our commitment here. This is what we have to do. Take a little time, but we are ready. Right on time with what Allah wants, because we're not moving faster or we're not moving slower. We got to go at the pace what Allah wants. How we got to go and be able to look at stuff before we react. The man said that earlier, you have to look. Don't react to what you see, what's going on. Look at it and see why it's going on. Then see what God's standards against it. You done looked at it intelligently, or no, you done was brought to the physical aspect to it intelligently, and you're also looking at it spiritually before you make a decision, not just jump hastily and think everything's going to be done just like that. Nothing is done like that. So it's up to us. Still our time, because everything is right in front of us now today. We don't have to sit back and chase after somebody and tell us, teach me about me, about myself. Teach me about what God said. Time for us to move out. I was sitting there. I happened to went over the Ten Commandments. And I'm reading the Ten Commandments. And then I'm saying, look at it. Christians, y'all knew all this. And y'all never said nothing, just like what's going on today. Nobody said nothing about what's going on and how it's going. Nobody said. I was talking to my sister, and I told her about it. You know, y'all sitting here talking about Christian and all this. All this goes on, and nobody said nothing. But everybody will go and worship on whatever Sunday or whatever. You got to say something. This ain't going away. It's going to continue to be. It's going to continue to happen until you say something. If you don't say nothing today, you got to go full circle and it's going to come back again. But the key is understanding what you're looking at and deal with it with a rational, intelligent way, the how we want to. Unification of the people. The objective is to teach them to do for self. On our way to building a model community. Yeah, this is old Nate Muhammad here again. I want to relinquish the mic back to the man, the halal industry. As-salamu
alaykum. Thank you, Brother Nate, Brother Zane. Once again, this is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the halal industry do for self. So, as I was saying a moment ago, we have to look at why did Allah give people faith, belief? He wants us to accomplish something. But he didn't just give faith and belief to us. He gave it to every creature. Animals move about. You can see that they got faith. They got belief. Something, they can find food. They can find a place to live. They said bears learn to hibernate inside of a hole of a mountain. You know what I mean? So, in other words, everything has guidance from Allah, but nothing like man has from Allah.
Right.
And we have a duty. Every I guess birthday, not just decades apart, but hundreds and centuries apart. have an opportunity to make history in life that will actually change or alter to some degree the way people live. Some of it has been bad. Some of it has been criminal. When we look back over the, when we look at the stories that goes on when crime came in, when guns came in, when weapons came in, we don't know no real stories about cave people,
mm-hmm.
even though there was the cave pictures that we that man showed, but we don't really know nothing about that because many were shown as they couldn't read or write. We don't know. I don't know anyway. I didn't see anything. The caveman was always, you know, mean seen in a different way. But as long as man was able to build a society, they had enough words to make it clear how it should be ran and what it should be that makes us motivated toward each other. Humanity is one. Allah created us that way. Listen, we don't have a black father of humanity and a white mother of humanity. We have a father and a mother of humanity that has every color of skin in them. All of us, everything that exists is the son, if it's a male, or the daughter, if it's a female, of Adam and Eve, as you would call it, or Adam and Hua, Hawa, whatever name that is used, that you speak about the first person that was created, it's the same. If it's a different name, whatever, we know we all came from the two, one male, one female. And as Allah says clearly in the Quran, from them came families, tribes, and nations. And the more we grew, it seemed like man just shows his hate. But Allah didn't create us to hate each other. He didn't create us to war with each other, against each other. He created us to enjoy paradise on earth, but promised us that some was going to live in such a way that their paradise on earth, the way they live, will cause them hellfire in the next life. Whether the wording was there, Allah communicated with his creation, however he made. Today we got books. There wasn't books. Even when there were books, there was a Caucasian temperature of the mind, of the thinking, that it was too hot. And I don't mean it in a sense of just a heat wave from outside. But don't let us catch you teaching those darkies to read. Look at the hate that's been there. The hate has just been there. And we could say the hate is in blacks and red and brown.
It's been instilled.
Why? And we'll think about this here. The human being hating human beings because Allah made them that way. That's as dumb as it can get. Whether it's religiously thought, historically, you know, gender, whatever. You can hate something that God created. You know, when we slaughter animals, the history of man, chickens, birds, whatever, we ate. Some ate bugs, some ate snakes, some ate different things. But whatever we ate, we didn't eat it because we hate it. We had an urge to eat. Something Allah taught us, taught every human being. And as man became, as we call it today in English, civilized, then we set the table for the family to sit down and eat. But the hatred that is built from one for another is really just a jealousness. In other words, I don't like you because what? Why you don't like me? Just because you're black.
That's the root of racism.
Root of racism, jealousy. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Hatred that you can't even compete maybe with the person. But the bottom line is Allah says he will create mercy for the humanity. And today, you and I, the African-American descendants of slaves, are the mercy. How? If we set the tone, live the life right, unite, Don't fight our Christian brothers. Listen. Minutes ago, it's years for us, but minutes, Negroes, definitely slaves. We were slaves, our foreparents, I'm talking about. Me and you, we weren't there. Best we know, we wasn't. And it was because our skin was a certain way. They'd look out in the field and say we weren't worth nothing. But they couldn't handle the field like we could.
No.
Whatever reason Allah has done that, allowed that to happen, because they couldn't have did it by themselves. It happened. But today, we are people who Allah says, for those of faith, go off as in a race.
Mm-hmm.
People of faith, go off as in a race. That means the two brothers that I'm sitting here with, James Bashir and Nathaniel Muhammad, we can go off in a race to all that is good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an imam, but I'm still a human being and a brother just like them.
Mm-hmm.
And I would consider myself pretty humble, though I do let people know. You know, back in the day, we used to call a lollipop a sucker. So I'm a sucker, but I'm laced with cyanide. So they could try to take advantage because they're bigger, but I'm dangerous. So all I'm saying is Allah made us to grow in the world. And the favor is on us today, whether we believe it or not. African-American, descendants of slaves, the favor is on us. Do all of us have to become Muslims in the sense of following the Quran direct? No, but do you know what the Muslims can do? Cause the Christian to look at his Bible and want to compete. The African-American or Caucasian that are Jewish, see if they want to compete. In other words, I believe, and my father brought me up, and my father and my mother, and I say my mother died when I was 7. So as long as I can go back remembering, and I don't know what year it started, my mother and my father read me the Bible and did many other things to teach me. You know what I mean? And in that, I see where what they gave me was more Islamic in the way that we live, even though they weren't giving us no Islam. They were just telling us how to follow God. Be humble, son. Son, treat people with respect, son. He'd tell the whole family that. There was 8 of us that lived. And I'm the middle boy out of those that lived. So we had an opportunity to have scriptures given to us. Then when I went to Vietnam and took the Quran with me and the Bible and the How to Eat to Live and Message to the Black Man and Dictionary while I was in the war, I wasn't supposed to be in it. They threatened me with it and put me in it. And what I mean by that, I was a cook. I was trained as a cook. But the lieutenant, Caucasian lieutenant, and an African-American sergeant forced me into the field. Because I wouldn't re-up. They wanted me to re-up. They thought they was going to scare me into re-upping. Re-upping means to sign up for 2 or more years. Yeah, at least two, but sign up for more years. And I had to ask them one day when we was in Vietnam. They put me in the field on the front line. I spent the whole time in the war zone, trained as a cook. But they called themselves scaring me.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted me to know that if you wasn't going to do what we tell you, we're going to put you in the field. So I got in the field and I stayed in the field. So some one day, why did you do that? Caucasian spoke to African-American, didn't he? He said, we wanted to make you re-up. I said, why? I said, that's my question. I just asked you, why did you do that? He said, we wanted to make you re-up. And I said, why? He says, you're a good soldier, and we believe if you were to re-up, a lot of the other ones would have re-up. So a model, that's what they were making me, a model. And I told them, no, but I can't re-up. I got drafted. God blessed me to get out of here. I'm going back to where I live. I'm going back to my father, my, you know, brothers and sisters, et cetera, et cetera, my family. And by Allah's permission, July 10th, 1969, my year came up, and I was able to fly back to Seattle, Washington, and then Philadelphia, July 14th, 4 days later.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there when you say flying to Seattle, Washington.
Yes.
Because that's where they fly.
Fly in
going
overseas and coming back. Yeah.
Right.
So I know I'm right. You say I'm right. Yeah, I know I'm right.
I mean, I got you, you see the picture.
Well, no, I
talk to a lot of people.
But I'm saying, you see the picture.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
So this was their way of doing something. Now, they could have did it a different way.
Yeah.
They could have left me as a cook and talked to me to re-up and tell me their reasons, and maybe I could have considered it would still been no.
You wouldn't have drafted me.
I'm in there. And that 2 years I spent reading the Quran, the Bible, How to Eat to Live, Message to the Black Man.
Mm. You know what I mean? Now, if you would have sign up for 4 years
when I first started,
when you drafted, they forced me.
That's right. And because my brothers and my brother-in-law, all of them was in the military. I just had no desire for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I went in, and I wasn't going to go back when they didn't put me on leave. And my father said, son, he said, go ahead back. God will protect you.
He said,
I'd hate to see them walk you off of the porch. We had a porch on the house. Walk with handcuffs on. So I felt more about that than I felt about anything else.
Yeah.
That rang, and I told him, okay, Dad, I'll go back late, but I'll go back. And even though I went back late, they didn't punish me or nothing. Once I got back, they said, we don't punish people for being late, no matter how late they are, because this may be the last time they see their family. So we ain't going to another state. We went to war. We went to Vietnam.
You'd be
dead right there. That's right. So they didn't punish us. So I wasn't that late, but I was more than 10 days late, and they didn't punish me. They didn't do anything. And we went on over. But like I say, I got a chance to read the Quran. Can't nobody tell me that Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't give us Islam proper.
That's the question
is, did you study? Did you analyze? Did you look at what was in our lessons? The Quran, the prayer that he gave us. Surely I turn myself to you, O Allah, who have created the heavens and the earth, and then on as it goes. Well, we know Farad Muhammad didn't create the heaven and earth. Yeah. So my reading for 1 year, I was introduced to Allah and his messenger more than I was introduced to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad from the Quran, I'm talking about. I had a book, two books from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. His face is on the book, but I never met him personally. I never heard his voice. In the Quran, I didn't meet Allah personally. I didn't meet Prophet Muhammad personally, but all through it, I hear God talking. The book, if you're reading it, you hear God talking. There was a group, I think I mentioned it the other day. There was a group of Christian preachers, and I forget the name they call themselves, but it starts with a C. And they study religion from different points and different faiths. And they said they studied and they named a length of time that they read back and forth. Going piece by piece, ayat by ayat. They called it verse by verse. But they went piece by piece, spending time, days and weeks on just different verses before moving to another verse. They said when they finished, I forget how much time they said, it took more than a year or so for them to complete it the way they were doing it. And they said it was dissecting. This is a Caucasian reverend. In front of his whole congregation, it was five African-Americans in there, me, my wife, and my three children, and five Muslims, me, my wife, and the three children. Everybody else was Christian. But he said clearly, before he asked me, did I want to say anything, he said clearly, if we studied it this length of time, we pulled it apart, we tried to turn it and twist it every way we could. He said this, we agreed that this book had to be written by God.
Mm.
Now that was something for the Christians to say. Now I don't have to say, well, now that you know it, why don't you be Muslim? No, that's between them and Allah. Mm. You know what I mean? When I read the Quran in Vietnam, I seen it a book that just constantly educates you. They constantly tell you things. And when I told my father I was joining the nation, 4 days after I got out of the, got back in America, back not back to America, after I got back at home, I got home in Philadelphia July 14th, 6 days after I got in Fort Washington. I'm back in Philadelphia July 14th, 1969. July 18th, I decided I was going to join the temple, you know what I mean, with the Nation of Islam. And when I told my father, he asked me, you know, why, et cetera, et cetera. I said, you, because of you. You know what I mean? He said, I ain't told you nothing about I said, no, you didn't tell me nothing, but everything he teach, you brought me up with that all my life. So let us look at that. Allah has put Quran in our hearts and our life for us to be an image for people to look at, a model community for the people to look at. We're going to work to build and establish a model community. And by Allah's permission, if it's possible, Bilal's Inc., the halal industry, will establish wealth economics that we can also use. Let the brother say a couple words shutting us out.
Thank you, brother, man. That sounds like,
we ain't got no time,
brother. Say something. Okay. I sound like we'll thank everyone for joining the show this evening. And inshallah, we'll talk again Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Assalamu alaikum.